You are now entering her world. Welcome to the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey, it's Mahogany Fawn back in the building here for another Fire Friday on the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast. I am kicking it with the one and only Crime 101. Crime, as you can see, he's lit. We lit in here. So we're going to get started with our interview, and I'm so excited. You know, Crime 101 was one of the featured artists that performed at the LJDN Radio Fusion Festival and Concert. And he did a phenomenal job. He had some people on the stage. He had some props on the stage. He was really delivering a message. And today we're going to get into a little bit about how Crime 101 operates. So, hey, Crime, I hear you have a birthday.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? I'm still a young.
You're still a young. Well, happy birthday. I know we're going to have to throw something in there. Oh, it's your birthday. Yeah, it's your birthday. No, I'm just kidding. I won't do that to you.
Hey, shot.
Everybody. Oh, and if anybody out there is drinking tonight I am having some vodka. Salute to you. It's Fire Friday, where we talk about entertainment, sex, and alcohol. Tonight's topic of choice will be entertainment with Crime 101. So, Crime, is there anything you want to say to the people before we get started? Don't go in depth about your life yet, because we're going to talk about that in the interview. But is there anything that you want to let the people know before we get started?
I'm never telling myself, but I want to say thank you to everybody who is supporting Crime 101 and Virginia as a whole, because, you know, it takes a village to raise, you know, what we got going on, you know. So it's a little baby, and it's my baby. So let's go be raised. We're gonna take it to the extreme.
I heard that. Balls to the wall. I mean, honestly, it's either all the way or no way, you know. Go big or go home at this point in our lives, you feel me?
Yeah, it's NFL about to kick off, so, you know, I got my energy up.
Oh, yes. And speaking of NFL, that is exactly why we are launching the Mahogany Mobcast this next week. I hope you guys are tuning in. I have some really good people in the lineup. And of course, we always have something crazy that we're talking about. But on the other hand, we're here with Crime 101. And Crime, I'm ready to dive in. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. So, Crime, what is the main goal in your music career?
My main goal, I want to be able to put food on my table. I want to be able to live life the way I always live it. So if you come in with that foolishness, just know you're not. It is what it is. Stop the violence. Take down the guns,
hey.
Put a microphone in your hand or a blunt. It don't matter.
That's right. Live to see another day. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, question number two. What skills have you gained being in the rap game?
I learned the skills to be able to move forward. And no matter what, you know what I'm saying? Like, as much as tragedy, sadness, whatever happens in your life, you gotta keep going. You gotta keep going, move forward. Like, you know what I'm saying? To point where we amount to failure. But if you don't complain, you'll be honoring that which you lost.
Mm-hmm.
So a loss is only something that's supposed to push you forward. So when you lose something, just know you're going to move forward and do better if you align yourself to.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's all about manifestation. And like you said, putting yourself in the right in the right places to get the right result. That's the stuff. Crime, you know what? Let me ask you a question. I definitely want to know this, and I know the listeners want to know too. Where did you create your name? Where did Crime 101 come from? And mind you, please let the people know how it's spelled, because it's not spelled like regular crime.
Well, I do have knowledge of self. So when you deal with a higher self, you got a lower self. My lower self is Crime 101. My higher self is the crime, seriality, born God, the law. So when I step in the ring, then you gotta be able to know me. You're gonna be on demon time, and you're gonna be on actual fact time. You know, I've been able to have control and be humble and be able to utilize both. You know what I'm saying? Like when you outcast a part of yourself, you stagnate yourself. You gotta cater to both. You gotta cater to your higher self, and you gotta cater to your lower self. Know who you are. Know thyself.
That's right. Know thyself. Wow. That was a really powerful way of breaking down where you got your name from. And you know, it's funny because there's not a lot of, you know, everybody puts thought into their name, but I've never heard it portrayed the way you just portrayed it as, you know, your higher self and your lower self. You know, as we get older and there's other things that we learn that, you know, there are different beings within ourselves. And then we have a better understanding of figuring out who they are and what they do. But of course, with time comes knowledge. But I digress. Like I said, I love that. That was a phenomenal way of explaining yourself, your name anyway. All right, let's go to question number 3. Describe your creative process. What is it that Crime does in order to get the juices flowing and make that banger?
I go to work.
Excuse me?
I go to work.
You go to work how?
You know, whatever available, you know, because I specialize in hard labor, I can do anything. So therefore, where there's work, I am. You know what I'm saying? You can't define work without saying CHR. So where there's work, that's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I develop my creative process while I'm working.
Okay. Now, when you're developing said process, are you developing, you're developing things from your everyday life. You're not developing things that you're making up and pulling out of the air, or things that you're thinking of doing but you haven't done. You know, a lot of rappers out here rap about stuff that they do not know what they're talking about.
My thing is this. I actually, you know, speak about things on track. What I've done, what I'm doing, how I'm feeling, and how what I learned from, and you know, the experiences that others may have encountered and how I would respond to it. Just like anyone else who do music. I'm not just the only one who do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a real artist, you can relate.
Yes. And that's what, you know what, that's the main focus of the music is to be able to relate. You know what I mean? I can't relate to shit that I don't know anything about. You feel me?
Absolutely.
But with that being said, Crime, why don't you introduce your next song? And we're going to let the listeners take a peek at what exactly is under the dome of Crime 101. Go ahead and introduce us to the next song that we'll be playing.
Okay,
that's yours.
Okay. I want to let y'all know, like, I don't just talk. We donated a portion of the proceeds of the royalties of God's hands to the NAACP, you know, the foundation. So, and this track is called God Cares. It's Crime 101 featuring Chubby Jag. You know, let's go, famous battle rapper. Shout out. So to Young Money. Let's go.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it straight from the horse's mouth. Now let's get into it. Here, right here on the Mahogany Farm Mobcast is God's Hands by Crime 101. We'll be right back.
Yeah. West side.
Hey, we got one.
Hey. I'ma leave it up in God's hands. I'ma leave it up in God's hands.
Yeah, we came up, we was sleeping on the floor, yeah. I turn around and see my name up in the Forbes, yeah. And we ain't tripping, we was happy with the four, yeah. Now the family whipping is some shit you can't afford, yeah. I had some problems, had to call up on the Lord, yeah. I felt the devil had his hand up on the door, yeah. Feel like I'm needy, I ain't greedy, I need more, yeah. Wanna tell my baby here's a Billy and it's yours, yeah. She just let me get the push, I call her George, yeah. I give her piping, then she go and get the chores, yeah. If you ain't know a nigga working on this job, yeah. Thank her for this God flow, I owe it all to God, yeah. Auntie Brenda, I got you for real. Every time I look up in the sky, I can spot you for real. You the one that told me, nigga, nothing could top you for real. You the one stopping yourself, nothing could stop you for real. It's right. Yeah, I ain't do this shit, it's God's plan. Got me praying every night, I feel like God's man. I be crying, I can't do it, then my God can. Never stressing, I just leave it up in God's hand. I got some family, need some help, that's who I'm praying for. All my nigga need some work, that's who I'm staying for. You know taking care of family is a job, man. But I ain't tripping, I just leave
let it work until it don't, bro, it's in God's hands. Do or don't support the brand, overhead, overhang. The struggle of life don't belong to me anyway. Spot up for grass, fighting how I got the chair. Feeling like I'm on my victory lap with cigar hand. Breaking down doors with the camp, going where they say I can't. Crime 101 in full effect. I hate us tripping with rental neck. Stay ready, ain't gotta get ready for what's next. Smiling cause I got breath. Steps I took made Jesus wet. Avoiding quicksand with a helping hand. Moving like I rule the land.
Woo! I ain't do this shit, it's God's plan. Got me praying every night, I feel like God's man. I be crying, I can't do it, then my God can. Never stressing, I just leave it up in God's hand. I got some family, need some help, that's who I'm praying for. All my nigga need some work, that's who I'm staying for. You know taking care of family is a job, man. But I ain't tripping, I just leave it up in God's hand.
Everybody shot with him. Yeah. wisdom and leave the block to get them. Mama screams, echo through the project building. Us ghetto children suffer generational curse. Older generation expect us to fix shit. They neglect to fix first. It's worse cause the thirst is real. Your own will flip on you, destroy everything they watch you build. Sometime I smoke weed just to feel. Livelihood taught me, trust my gut, watch the signs, adjust to the feel. Which makes me numb to their false perception or real. I develop my moral compass early and I stick to it still.
Well, alright.
Got dead people I love, telling me to live for them. Some people love is the extent of what you did for them. Then talk bad about what you did for them. Really make you wish you never did know them. Got dead people I love, telling me to live for them. Some people love is the extent of what you did for them. Then talk bad about what you did for them. Really make you wish you never did know them.
Hottest mobcast of the season. It's the first Fire Friday from coming back from the break, and I am just so elated to be back with all of you lovely people. Joining me today is Crime 101, if you guys haven't already been listening to. He's hurt. But anyways, we're going to get back into our interview. And then, of course, I'm going to have some nice, juicy personal questions that we can get on that personal level. All right, Crime, say what up to the peoples.
Yo, yo, what up, world? How y'all doing? Hope y'all are there driving safe, living life. You know, enjoying your loved ones because it's that time of year.
That's right. Be safe on them roads, y'all. School's back in session. We got too much shit to do. There's too many things that are too important to be fucking around.
That's time of year.
All right. So back to our interview, Crime. We left off on question number 3. We are going to roll into question number 4. What makes a good performance? And I know that's funny because you and I had discussed your performance at the concert. So I would love to hear what you tell our listeners.
Well, I don't know if I'm qualified to answer this question, but I'm going to give it a shot. Check it out. The control of yourself, and we've been saying the whole time, having breath, in the midst of a mistake, you got to keep going,
That's right. They don't know until you show it.
But only you know where you need improvement, so they say. But I get the impression that everyone will see it. But I strive to do my best regardless. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't pan out how it's supposed to be, it's always tomorrow. So go out, do your best, get it in, forget about all the stress, do your best. Anyway,
I like that. Ignore the stress, do your best. I'm going to have to put that on a shirt. Mahogany Fond Mobcast merch, y'all. Find it on mahoganyfond.com. Okay, well, let's dive into question number 5. Have you ever participated in a competition?
Plenty of competitions.
What would be one of your...
It was just one competition that I can remember where I was in, I think it's where I forget exactly. Charlottesville, Wilmington, and another one. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, when you participated in the competition, did you win? Did you lose? Did you finish? Or did you leave?
Oh, it was Charleston City. Oh my God, how did I forget that? Shout out to Charleston City, y'all.
Shout out, Chopper City.
They get a bad look. It was this Rough Rider kid. It was Rough Rider kid. And that was the whole reason why they had the whole competition in the first place, But I didn't know that. So I'm going out there with my best, getting my all, getting the crown of orange diamonds and everything,
Yeah.
So, you can see the type of event it was. So.
Right.
Then it had this singing and blah, 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 And of course, who wins? The Rough Rider Kid, because that was really good. So, some things are already set up.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, you know what? I like stories that have, real meanings and endings. You know what I'm saying? So, that's a good thing. It's a learning experience. You feel me?
We got crushed everything else, so that's the one I lost.
Like I said, it's a learning experience, and it's okay to lose.
I'm going around talking about I'm taking a whole bunch of L's out here.
No. Do that now.
Even though I took one more few games with you now, you know, shout out to the Barcelona boys.
Shout out to the Barcelona boys. That's right. That's right. They were another set of performers at the LJD and Radio Fusion concert. So we appreciate them too. Yes. Yeah, shout out to them. That's what's up. All right. Question number six. All right. Now this is kind of juicy and I know that I'm going to get a good response out of you for this. So check it, right? What social issues are you most passionate about?
Stopping the violence. That's like a no-brainer.
Well, you know what? It's funny because when I ask people about, you know, public matters or public issues, they're like, whoa, you want to ask me about that? Yeah, I want your opinion. Your listeners want to know, people that follow you want to know where you stand on political issues. And I mean, this is not per se political, but depending on what your answer is, it could be. So
please. There's nothing wrong with that. I just left on Bobby Scott cookout that he had on the 5th, I believe, or the 5th. Yesterday. I do so much. But Bobby Scott had a cookout.
Mm-hmm.
He's a congressman out here, representing. He does a lot of good things for the community. I can confess to that. You know, at one point, I was against Bobby Scott, but he's been doing some great things. So I'm going to go ahead and give him a thumbs up on this one round.
Oh, that is what's up. I'm so thankful that you're mentioning, you know, people that are in, you know, candidacy for office. And I mean, that's in the state of Virginia. I know our listeners are worldwide, but you guys, in order for us to make a difference, we have to vote. We have to know who these people we're putting into office are. And I think that's really commendable that you went to an event that was held or, you know, was in representation of, you know, Bobby Scott, and which is great. But continue. Yeah,
you got teenagers, you got Elaine, you know, you got there's more people out here that make a difference.
Yes.
Bobby Scott.
Yes, but we don't, a lot of, you know, knowledge is power and ignorance is bliss. And if you do not know who the candidates are and what they're running for and what their policies are, I mean, you're kind of in the dark. But like I said, you know, that is a big plus. But even though you're running in these circles, what issue is at the top of your list?
I mean, like I said, that's the issue. Stopping the violence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yes.
If you can stop the violence, maybe you can stop some of the emergency business. Maybe you can stop some of the traffic stops. You know, maybe you can stop some of the drug deals. Maybe you can stop, you know, the other things that come along with violence.
That's right. I'm all for that. Woo! You know what? Because we live in a day and age where our kids can't play. What happened to them being able to play? Or not even a day and age where our kids can't play, but we're in a society where we can't even go to the store and order something to eat without losing our life. You know what I mean? So I'm with you on that. Okay. All right. All right.
I don't want you to pay me to be the top gunner or nothing like that, because you know you got to play it on both sides.
Right.
You know, just because they wear a suit and a tie and a badge, do not make them non-criminals. Did not make them not against the community. It doesn't make them, you know, not for us.
Right.
So we gotta kind of police ourselves and watch them too.
Right. Yeah, we have to police the police. It's come to that, you know?
Community against the community, police against police, and, you know, of course, we against each other. That's something they gotta really get fixed.
Right. Especially in the black race. I think we're the last ones on that totem pole to get that whole unity thing in order, like in check. But
who am I to try to fix the whole world? I just want to get a small circle, and we generate some greatness. And then if anyone want to come be a part of the galley world, because that's what it is, DS Galleyness. Want to be a part of galley world, come on through, you know, and show you the ropes, you know, get your life in order. You know, of course, you don't come with no money, but you don't got to pay us for this information either.
Right.
It's all free.
Right.
So, you know, you go to a psychiatrist or somewhere or whatever, they're going to charge you a lump sum just to get the information that I'm going to give you for free. So,
yes.
That is, get involved, get in tune with the galley world, VS Gallagher, that is best.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you with that. I am. Being around, we're going to need like-minded people in order to make this change. So I'm with you. But with that being said, I think that's a nice segue into our next song. Please, Crime. What are we playing next, sir? I just love the way you do this.
This is what I'm saying. Like, you know, just letting know that I'm not your average guy. I'm not your average politician, if you want to say I am. You know, you want to tell me whatever I am, whatever you say I am, if I'm wondering about what I say I am. All right. So put down that gun and grab a blunt. With the next song featuring me and me and me. And you got M. Dot on the beat. You understand me?
M. Dot.
All I need is weed.
Weed, that's what I need. And we'll be right back right here on the Mahogany Fond Mobcast with the one and only Crime 101.
You're boom, burn out.
Charges to my brain and my heart. All I need is weed. All I need is weed.
Beware the hard drop, I need agua. Get it out the pond, 101 verse spawn. Nah, no time for polyglot. Especially if you're on that ready rock. You want the special, I wanna see him fry. Whole camp crystallized, no mistake. Me, myself, and I. While I rattle my wires, taking a heart, treat you like a vampire. Sell your blood to a buyer. I'm on a diet, no beef dining. So if you say you see me with a steak, you're lying. Egg salad, hip hop topper. Burger, awesome lobster. Rap snacks in a locker. I heard you wanna rock with me. Your water hypocrisy. Join a thicker peak with an apostrophe. Of course it's them down on the beat. I'm a survivor, digging deep grind mode, same clothes to pee. How you stay sucker free? We, how you stay focused? We, all I need is we. All I need is we. How you stay sucker free? We, how you stay focused? We, all I need is we. All I need is we. Eyes glossy, lips black, looking like you wanna rock right now. Mental health is the issue. You don't throw in the towel. You want some weed? She ain't worth it. Breathe. You seen it take the weed, bro? You need some weed. When the heart drop, hands reaching the weed box. Stay a while. Kick off your Reebok. Stop. The weed might make you think we more than we are, but we not. Everybody can't go to the treetop. Overlooking, yelling, woo woo on our treetop. How you stay sucker free? Weed. How you stay focused? Weed. All I need is weed. All I need is weed. How you stay sucker free? Weed. How you stay focused? Weed. All I need is weed. All I need is weed. Bouncing in the club, need another drink. Yeah, homie, I'm living a dream. Even if I was drunk, paranoid, and exhausted, still couldn't compare my sleep. I seen heart shrink. Maybe I need a shrink. Nah, all I need is weed. Synergy, energy, 100% free. Real leaf, raw paper, no scissors. If you got skills, let's see. Lighter, pick me up, Scotty. Throw gas in the fire. All I need is three more buyers. Can't complain. Finally launched my once in a lifetime weed campaign. How you stay sucker free? Weed. How you stay focused? Weed. All I need is weed. All I need is weed. How you stay sucker free? Weed. How you stay focused? Weed. All I need is weed. All I need is weed.
We'll be right back. Welcome to my dope spot. Dope spot. Dope spot. Dope spot. Welcome to my dope spot. Dope spot. Dope spot. Dope spot. Welcome to my dope spot. I got it all. Crystal meth, crack rock. Best boy, best girl, best kush on lock. Got pills, got bars, got lean and stock. Any measure, pick your pleasure at my dope spot. 24/7, 365, anytime you decide. Tune in, my channel live. Sunday and Wednesday, I do 2 for $5. Monday and Friday, frequent shoppers get a prize. Tuesday and Thursday, I'ma let you shine. Double up your orders in case you wanna grind. Run my specials, 12 noon to 9. Before or after that, gotta get every dime. I don't care much for the small talk. What they got, who they know, usually all talk. They types get jammed up and feel like we all caught. Michigan Roche stay clear, year round they throwing salt. I'ma capitalize off my monopoly. Advance from Baltic Avenue to Boardwalk. Live life fashionably. The flyway. I live in the air and on the highway. Send that bread, I get that package to your driveway. Driveway. Got a couple homies drive freight. This are those who hustle to survive play. GPS and IP addresses, he come with y'all stay. Pull up on your block, squat on you all day. You not the first that I'ma be a victim for a prey. I'ma shot a root boy, something on me always. I go Mad Max, Lee Brazen, a kill number in the
Welcome
hallway.
To my dope spot. Dope spot, dope spot, dope spot, dope spot.
Welcome to my dope spot. Dope spot, dope spot, dope spot, dope spot. Welcome to my dope spot. I got it all. Crystal meth, crack rock. Best boy, best girl, best kush on lock. Got pills, got bars, got lean and stock. Any measure, pick your pleasure at my dope spot.
Got a free basin in the basement.
Yes. Only coming up for more crack or chore replacement. They love the fact they can push their pipes a couple times. Yes. I got white bitches in the bathroom sniffing lines. Yes. Ones love that dog food, nodding in the kitchen. Couple strippers on E. In the bedroom tricking, yes. Money from every angle, cause everything clicking. Every dollar I counted by hand, so ain't a thing missing. My small plate became a feast with all the fixing. Yes. Farewell, fake people, and good riddance. No, I don't have to squander up all my pickings. Bad enough these rappers wandering off with my writtens. Got a couple scanners, pay people just to listen. Cats on the roof gon' shoot anything if all suspicion. Yes. Running up in here, a kamikaze mission. We ain't turning down a dollar, just gon' come in.
Welcome to my
dope spot. Dope spot, dope spot, dope spot, dope spot. Welcome to my dope spot. Dope spot, dope spot, dope spot, dope spot. Welcome to my dope spot. I got it all. Crystal meth, crack rock. Best boy, best girl, best kush on lock. Got pills, got bars, got lean and stock. Any measure, pick your pleasure at my dope spot.
Time to turn the temperature up. Fuego! It's time to turn the temperature up. I'm hot. Huh! Fuego, 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 fuego. Y'all don't understand. Fuego, fuego, fuego. But y'all better get real familiar. Fuego, 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 fuego. Fuego, fuego. I am. Reality check.
Catch me negotiating in Versace frames, coast to commodities, the blocks where the stocks exchange. Mini mansion on 10 acres is a helipad, underground hidden swimming pools and a helipad. My chocolate chick hoe in my yellow bag, bust more nuts than Eminem in the yellow bag. I give away more shit than you would ever have. My best is yet to come, I get more than I ever had. Life could have been worse, I'm hardly ever mad. First class, 80 grand, carry on weather bag. On my block, sirens and yellow tape. Some moving bags, others moving weight. Hoes up and down the street trying to catch a date. Police, paramedics, news in first 48. Forensics say his face split the first 48. Pinned down by crossfire with no escape.
Fuego, fuego. fuego, fuego, I'm hot.
Freelancer didn't litter, had to ask someone. Do your dirt by your lonely, a homie. Keep a grave on hand in case you must subtract someone. Disregard regular squad cars. This block is ours. Send me alert when the black ones come. I'm from the golden era when selling crack was fun. Being real once something you said, it was something you done. We used to throw rocks and cars off the bridge and run. The same bridge ambush, rival gangs when they come. My uncle Charles Lee showed me my first 100-round drum. And my first 100 grand had 10 grand in once. My first books called it Exodus. I'm talking 10,000 grams from a cartel of Mexicans.
Okay.
He said, nephew, here's a clear view of power.
Yes.
Since all I dreamed was dollars, watching them back for 6 hours.
Well, all right.
Fuego, 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 I'm hot, 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 hot. Fuego, 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 I'm hot, 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 hot. Fuego, 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 I'm hot, 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 hot. Fuego, 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 I'm hot.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey, I am here on this Fire Friday with the one and only Crime 101, and we are in the middle of our interview. You know how I like to do on a Fire Friday. Tonight's topic is entertainment, and the entertainment is Crime 101. We just came back from a break where we heard one of his other singles, Weed, and now we are going to dive back into our interview. So, Crime, please say hello to the people that are just arriving.
Yo, yo, what up, people? It's your boy, Crime 101 from Yorktown, VA.
Mm.
You know, that little small sector, but you know, we do great things. Let's go.
Let's go. Two up, two down in the building. All right. So, where we left off was question number 7. And question number 7 states, who helped most in your rap journey, your music journey?
It wasn't one person. You know,
that's okay.
It was a mixture.
All right. Well, it takes a village.
Well, when I was a young kid, I found out that my cousin was Greg Nuts from Nice and Smooth. He probably don't even know who I am. But I kind of was listening to him, listening to Nothing Man, listening to non-usual, you know, so I had kind of developed a raspy kind of voice based off of who I appreciate.
Oh, okay. So you were around people that influenced your kind of swag, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay. So who was that
Well, his name is Big B the Battle Cat.
Because you never know who's listening. You know what I mean? His name
is JB the Battle Cat.
Oh.
His real name is Jefferson Early, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
It pains me to talk about him because we're so close and so far. And,
Well, you know, as adults, we have to take those steps to mend those bonds and bring those relationships closer. But I get it. We don't have to dwell on that. We won't. We won't dwell on that. But I'm thankful that you know, you do have somebody to refer to back to in reference to how you got started.
Yeah, because we used to be, like, in the hood, like, with Everybody came across, chopped their head off.
Whoa.
You know, the battle cat, you know. And I always wanted to be like the battle cat, you know.
Right. So he like a regular KRS-One in your day, right?
Man, better than KRS-One.
Damn.
In my opinion.
Even like Rakim? Because we're talking about lyricists here.
I ain't gonna disrespect Rakim or KRS-One. You know, they find is, you know, but at the same time, you can't discredit, you know, true talent.
That's right. That's right. You either got it or you don't. You know what I mean? Okay, well, hey, I'm with you on that. That's pretty cool. That's dope. All right, we have gotten down to our last interview question, but I, of course, have some personal questions that I want to ask you. But with the last professional question on the table, it says, describe your worst or best performance.
I would say my best performance was at the season.
Oh, wow.
I felt good about it.
Okay.
You know, September 3rd, 2022. You know, we're talking about this year. You know,
to be this year. I mean, it is September, though. But I mean, any is fine. Any is fine.
But, you know, my worst one probably was when I first came from home from prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and my cousin, Shorty Dutch. Shout out, Shorty Dutch.
Shorty Dutch.
I know what. Shout out, Shorty Dutch. That's my cousin. She got bashed, and we had made a song called Streetlights.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, you know, of course, Liz Banks. I gotta say Liz Banks as well. Because
all
she
right.
was a singer on there.
Really? You know,
a lot of people don't like the song, but you know, it was my first thing. But we went to a club called Crabbers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it's still there. But I kind of dropped the ball there, you know. Had to go over it one more time. Like, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me now? You know, like a boost moment.
Right. I believe that was Verizon. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
yeah, there you go.
I'm all up there like, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay. Well, you know what? I think everybody has that moment where they use technical difficulties as the excuse. You know what I mean? Like, hey, the mic ain't working. Hey, my sound ain't right. Hey. It ain't me.
It was me. I ain't gonna lie. It was me.
Okay.
But now, when you learn the technique and you know, you gotta actually have a performance track.
Yes.
You know, it's just a learning experience.
It is. It definitely is. You have to be a willing participant to really understand and take it and be constructive with what you learn, you know?
I probably just educated half of the artists that they feel like they can do what I do.
Mm.
So, you know, go ahead.
Pick it up.
Do what you do.
Okay, well, now that we've had a professional look into the life of Crime 101, I'd like to get a little personal so that the people really know who you are. So, Crime, are you single?
I am. This is one more career.
Okay, nobody ever likes to answer that question when I ask it, but it's cool. Crime, if you could pick any type of date to go on, what would be your dream date? Like the activity, not the woman, the activity.
I would love to swim in $1 million.
Swimming in $1 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe more, because I probably need more money to swinging.
Okay. Okay.
I want to swing in some money.
Oh, okay. All right. What type of female are you into? Because a lot of my fans ask me, you know, are the artists that I interview single? Or what are they looking for? You know, so if you, you know, had to pick out or, you know, describe what type of lady you're looking for, what would you say? How would you describe your dream woman?
Educated.
Okay.
Family oriented.
Okay.
One who speaks their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And listen.
Oh, okay. So you want them to be a ratchet, hard-headed bitch?
And listen.
Okay. Those were all very good, and you only had four. Some people have longer, some people have shorter. All right. Okay,
you
now.
Can be all that, but the most important thing is to listen.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So the top is listening skills. All right, so if you're hard-headed, do not come trying to holler. Do not try to slide into Crime's DMs. He's not trying to have it. All right, one last question. This is usually the kicker. What is one of your favorite positions? Yeah, this is a personal interview. Yeah, what is one of your favorite positions? I just asked you about your single, what type of woman you like, what you're looking for.
Can you repeat the question?
What is your favorite sexual position?
On top.
Oh, missionary. You're a classic. Hello? Y'all, I think I lost him. I think I lost him. Yeah. See, I told you this question always gets people stuck.
Nah, I ain't stuck. That's how you get.
Okay, so you're a missionary man. So the ladies, if you guys are wondering what kind of freaky bones Crime 101 has in his closet, he doesn't have many.
I don't got none.
But it sounds like he's a hopeless romantic that likes to look at you while he strokes it. So, with that being said, Crime, please tell the beautiful listeners where they can find you, how they can find you, and anything else that you feel that you want to let the people know.
All right. You can catch me on IG, Crime101. Exactly how I say it. If you look at it, it would say chromosome. You might say that, right? But it's Crime 101.
Crime as in C as in Carl, H as in
C-H-R-Y-M-E.
Okay. C-H-R-Y-M-E.
C-O-M-E.
Anywhere else?
Crime 101. You know, like spell it out.
Gotcha.
D-R-O-1. No.
Anywhere else we can find you? Spotify, YouTube.
Spotify.
iHeart.
Everywhere. I'm on all major platforms. And it's all spelled the same exact way that I just said, or you can just Google my name, CHRYME101, and all my info will come up. Just Google me.
Just Google. Baby, you can Google me. You heard him. You can Google him. So Google him, y'all. Google Crime 101. Crime, it was such a pleasure having you in the house today. I look forward to seeing where we go in our endeavors. I wish you the best and many, 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 many blessings. Please say goodbye to the people before I do my little outro.
Yo, I want to say stay blessed and shout out to me and more. Shout out to Birdhouse, L'Oreal, Pull One Reality Check, Room. You know, Ali Star. Man, it's a lot, yo. And if I forgot y'all, Worldwide Weekend. Let's go. We got PC and D, Queen Karen, you know what I'm saying? Let's go warm. Mr. Hollis Monday, Showdown Thursday. Man, hey, I'm going to go ahead and stop.
Okay. You can always tag them on the post when you get your advertisements. It's all good. Well, you guys heard it here from Crime 101. It's your girl Mahogany Fawn, and you know how I like to say, life is a game of tag. Somebody is always it. And that it could be you, like Crime 101, right here on the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast Fire Fridays. Again, you guys, see you next time. I look forward to it. We are entering a new season. And with that, blessings.
Cali World.
Thanks for joining us. Remember, please share, like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, XOXO Mahogany. Mwah.